Thank you for stopping by again to another episode of the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. So we have been talking about, if you've been watching just the last few or listening to the last few episodes, we have been talking about fear. And we've been talking about what or how fear shows up, what the root of the some of our fears can be, some of our or what some of our the root of our fears have been when it comes to us accepting and embracing and taking inspired action and being led by our intuition towards the highest vision and visions that we have for ourselves. So I want to, and I didn't plan on talking about this part of it until later on, but I feel inspired to talk about it now and not wait. So, one of the reasons why many of us just, we either ignore what we really want or we, tell ourselves that, oh, it's okay if I don't have that, so I'll just accept or settle for what I have right now. Which, I mean, if that's you, there's no judgment there, that's fine. But this is for those of you that know that there, excuse me, that there is something greater for you and that you have more that you want to do. You have more things in your life that you want to experience. You know that there's more adventure for you. I'm talking to you. So I want to talk about self-worth. Okay. Now, for a lot of us listening, for us to say or for us to admit that there's something within us that is making us feel like we're not worthy of the next level or that vision that we have for ourselves, that's a hard pill to swallow. So if you, and I always go back to this example, but if you were to, survey a bunch of people, and with the question of, do you feel worthy of the things that you want in your life? 9 times out of 10, people are going to say yes. Okay. 9 times out of 10, most of the people are going to say yes. Okay. But when you get to the root of it, many of us do not feel like we're worthy. That can show up in comments like, oh, well, I feel like I haven't done enough. I feel like I haven't worked hard enough. Or, and especially if the things that we want, when we start to embrace them, then all of a sudden, things just start to fall into place, or we have different synchronicities that happen, or if it just seems too easy, for us, that's when that self-worth can come up, as if we have to constantly keep doing and doing and doing and doing and working hard and working hard and working hard, as if that makes us worthy of that vision that we have for ourselves. But what I want to invite you to hold on to is you're worthy of it because you exist. You're worthy of it because it was a divine idea that came to you. You're worthy, and side note, it doesn't matter. So let me take this example. I don't care if the idea that you have, or if you envision yourself having a t-shirt company with funny sayings that have to do with, I don't know, love. I don't care what the vision is. And we know, and the reason why I use t-shirt companies is because we know that there are countless t-shirt companies. But there is something about that idea that you just cannot let go of. You see it being more than a t-shirt company. You see it being a platform to teach people how not to just love each other, but to love themselves. You see it, you see yourself writing books from it, whatever the vision is that you have. It doesn't matter how many people have the idea that you have. You are worthy of it because it was given to you. Especially those dreams and those visions that we have. And I've said this before, especially those dreams and visions that we have had since we were kids. We didn't just force those dreams. We didn't just sit down one day and just close our eyes and squeeze to conjure up something. I'm talking about the visions that just have come to you and they have been there and they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger with no effort from you. It just happens. They light you up, they make you feel expansive, they give you energy. I don't even know how to describe it, but they give you energy. It's like almost like electricity flowing through you. Those are the visions that I'm talking about. So just try this perspective on. You don't have to do anything. You never had to do anything to be worthy to experience that life that you want. You're already worthy because you are here. Even all the times that you pushed it to the side, your worth didn't go away. You were still worthy of it. Even if you pushed it to the side and you saw others achieving, well, I hate that word, but you saw others experiencing that life and you found yourself being jealous, even through jealousy and envy, you're still worthy of it. Even if you, let's say you went after, let's say it was a business that you want, that you still want. And let's say that you took action towards the business, you had the business, and for whatever reason, you didn't get the results that you wanted. I'm experiencing that now. Maybe after it, quote, failed, and if you're watching on YouTube, I'm using air quotes because, if you've listened in the past, you know how I feel about the word failure. So maybe you feel like you failed because you didn't get the results that you thought you were going to get. And maybe you closed the business and you scratched it. And you said, nope, this isn't working. I'm just going to scratch the business and that's it. I tried, it's over, but it's not over because you keep thinking about it. It's not over because you keep thinking, okay, well, I had that business, but now I see where it can be bigger. I can see where when I pursued the business the first time, I was thinking too small. When I pursued the business the first time, I was pursuing with the idea of, oh, I have to do this because I must do this. I have to do this because I've told everybody. So now I have to. The energy in building the business was different. It wasn't about, I'm doing this because this is fun. I'm doing this because I'm passionate about it. I'm doing this because I feel grateful that I have a dream. I'm doing this because this is fun. This is joyful. I feel fulfilled. You were doing it to perhaps get the approval of other people. There's a different energy in that. So now that you know that your action, when you pursue the business again, now the action steps that you take, there's going to be a different energy behind it. But because you tried the business before and you didn't get the results, maybe you're feeling like now, well, I don't feel worthy to do it because I tried it before and it, quote, failed. That is a self-worth, I won't say issue, but it's rooted in self-worth. Do not let past results interfere with your self-worth, is what I'm trying to say to that point. Do not let past results or non-results, however you want to look at it, do not let that influence and infiltrate your self-worth. You're watching this, your self-worth. You're breathing, you're already worth it. Your heart is beating, you are worth the highest vision. I don't care if you have, whether you have chosen to write out, you know, that next level, that next vision that you have for yourself, whether you've chosen to write it out, which if you haven't, I would encourage you to do, because there's something about, yes, you can have it in your mind, but it's something about getting it on paper. It makes it so. It's already so, but for you and for your ego and for your logic and for your sight, it's there's something about having it on paper and being able to see it, to look at it, that says this is, it's already done. So I encourage you to write it out if you haven't already. But back to my point of, do not let past results infiltrate your self-worth. You're worthy of that vision, of those visions, of that life that you want to live, how you want to feel every day. You're worthy for life to be easy for you. You're worthy to have favor just fall on you and fall on your lap. You're worthy of that. You're worthy to be able to generate wealth easy. Life gets to be easy. Now, does that mean that challenges won't occur? No, we're human. Spirit first, but in these human forms. Okay, because that's what I know. But you approach those challenges when you know that you're worthy of the visions that you have and how you want to experience life. You approach those challenges completely different. You're able to alchemize the feelings, or, you know, the quote negative feelings that come with those challenges. You know, for example, feelings of frustration or even embarrassment, you're able to alchemize that because you know that you're worthy of your vision, period. So I wanted to drop that note on you today for this. I guess this is kind of a mini episode. I actually don't even know how long this is, but thank you once again for, if you are listening to the podcast, thank you. If you are watching on my YouTube channel, do not forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like this video. Don't forget to, oh, turn on your notifications so that you always know when I have dropped a new video. And until next time, cheers.